This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Dungeons & Dragons has had a resurgence. Let's talk about entertainment today with our KMOX business analyst, Jerome Katz, with the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. Jerry, what's happening in the world of D&D?
Well, it's hard to believe that D&D is actually 51 years old now, and it's going stronger than ever. Axios, who does economic analysis, said that over 85 million people engaged with the board game or the video game or the D&D merchandise in 2024, and those numbers are actually an all-time high. There was a spike of 30% in 2020 alone because of the pandemic when we were all locked in. So what's interesting is one of the best-known beneficiaries of the D&D world is a group called Critical Role, and they are Dungeons & Dragons players and lovers who created live streams of the game, as well as whole D&D campaigns that have built on their World of Exandria. So you can see as a prime video series, and they've got multiple seasons of that going on. These were seven people who got together 10 years ago. They were young adults and were really fascinated by D&D and came up with a way to make that franchise their own and involve more people. Between folks like them, and their company's called Critical Role, Wizards of the Coast, which is the D&D's creators, and the rest of that industry, they're actually taking in more than $1 billion a year, which is amazing growth for the whole idea, and clearly not just for nerds anymore.
Let's talk about movie theaters. It's so interesting. In a week when we are talking about the economy, I actually did an interview on stagflation. We look at what movie theaters are doing, and they're actually going premium with some of the things that they are offering people, which are more expensive.
In one sense, it doesn't make any obvious sense, but think about affordable luxury. The thing is, when everything gets really tight, when money starts getting tight, we value those few luxuries we can indulge ourselves in near home. And I think the movie industry is figuring that they have a big honking pile of blockbusters coming in 25 and 26. So think Avatar, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, DC Comics, even Mission Impossible has their final installment. So AMC last week just knocked the ball out of the park here. They announced 40 new Dolby Cinemas, plus 65 Screen X wraparound cinemas that they're adding, plus then 40 DX theaters. And the DX theaters are movie theaters equipped to enhance the viewing experience. They have things like motion-based seats. They're on a gyroscope, so it turns you where the action is. Environmental effects like wind, rain, fog. Given that the ticket prices here are in the $15 to $20 range, there's a lot of interest in movie execs to grow this because even when times are tight, they think people will spend $20, $30 on a splurge ticket to have a couple hours of total fun. So have your credit cards ready.
Yeah, to get away from reality, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz joining us this morning here on KMOX.